Hello, I'm Justine Green with the BBC News. Croatia has closed 7 of its 8 border crossings with Serbia as it struggles to cope with thousands of migrants trying to get to northern Europe. The government in Croatia had earlier said it would not be able to take any more migrants crossing from Serbia, as Guy Delorni reports from Zagreb.
Croatia has now joined Hungary in closing its road borders with Serbia. That cuts off the main land route from northern Europe through to Greece and Turkey. The authorities in Zagreb say they had no choice. More than 10,000 refugees have entered the country since Wednesday, the day after Hungary criminalised unofficial border crossings. Croatia has attempted to take the newcomers to asylum centres, but the overwhelming numbers mean that many people have been left on the streets.
The authorities in Slovenia say they've stopped a train carrying more than 100 migrants at the Slovenian border town of Dobova. Syrian government forces have launched airstrikes on rebel-held districts. At least 15 people were killed in the town of Busa al-Sham in Dara province. In the north, activists say that more than 40 people died in air raids on Aleppo. Further east, reports say warplanes struck Raqqa. The Pakistani military says gunmen have attacked an air force base in the northwestern city of Peshawar. It says the security forces responded, killing at least 6 of them. From Islamabad, Shazeb Jilani reports.
The attack came around sunrise on Friday when up to 10 heavily armed militants tried to break into the Badabir airbase near Peshawar. Soon after, a contingent of the Pakistani Army's Rapid Response Force surrounded the area. In the subsequent gun battle, at least 6 militants were killed and an army major and a soldier were wounded. The army says the hunt is on for the remaining gunmen. In an email to reporters, the Pakistani Taliban said they ordered the attack.
While football's governing body FIFA has suspended its Secretary-General Jerome Valcke until further notice. FIFA's Ethics Committee is to investigate reports claiming that Mr. Valcke sold World Cup tickets at exorbitant prices. Richard Conway has the details.
Jerome Valcke, Sepp Blatter's right-hand man, set off in a private jet to Moscow. However, he failed to arrive at his destination. I'm told his plane was turned around mid-flight and returned to Zurich following a decision to suspend him from his role immediately. Reports emerged on Thursday claiming that Mr. Valcke was part of a scheme to profit from sales of World Cup tickets during last summer's tournament in Brazil. He's believed to strongly deny the claims.
Richard Conway reporting. The United States Federal Reserve has decided not to increase its main interest rate, which has been close to zero since the financial crisis 7 years ago. The U.S. Central Bank said that risks abroad and other financial developments had led it to delay what would have been the first rise since 2008. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The Mexican authorities have arrested a gang leader who they say was a key figure in the disappearance of 43 students last year in the town of Iguala in Guerrero State. Hildardo López Astudillo, known as El Gil, is alleged to be one of the leaders of the Guerreros Unidos drug cartel. Cuba has appointed its first ambassador to the United States for 54 years, following the restoration of relations between the two countries in July. He's been named as José Cabañas, a veteran diplomat who has run Cuba's interest section in Washington since 2012. From Havana, Will Grant reports.
The ceremony of reinstating the Cuban ambassador to Washington had none of the pomp of reopening the embassy a few weeks ago, but in many ways it was just as significant. After more than 50 years of estrangement, José Ramón Cabañas becomes the first Cuban ambassador to the United States since the height of the Cold War, the latest example of the improving relationship between Cuba and the U.S. under the Obama administration.
Benin says its president and his Senegalese counterparts will travel to Burkina Faso on Friday to mediate after a coup there. The presidential guard stormed a cabinet meeting on Wednesday, detaining Burkina Faso's interim president and prime minister. Reports say at least 3 people were killed on Thursday amid protests in the capital, Ouagadougou. The American businessman Donald Trump, who's hoping to win the Republican presidential nomination, has been criticized by his opponents for failing to correct a supporter who said President Obama was a Muslim and not even an American. Mr. Trump sought to laugh off the comment, which was made during a campaign rally in New Hampshire. And a study showing nearly all mammals take the same amount of time to urinate is among the winners of the annual Ig Nobel Awards, a parody of the Nobel Prizes, which celebrate improbable research. The study found that from cats to elephants, mammals empty their bladders in about 21 seconds. BBC News.